Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Happy holidays. It's not another true crime podcast. We're here because we planned incorrectly. That's my bad.
We really did. But I feel like, is there anything more seasonally perfect than just having plans and then being like, oh, I overexerted myself and I'm just a mess and it's just nothing's going right? Isn't that the holiday season?
Yeah.
I think.
In a nutshell.
Like that. In a nutshell. But we made it to the end of the year-ish.
Yeah. We're almost there. If you're listening, you've essentially done it. I feel like nothing happens between Christmas and New Year's. Like, you were so good.
If anybody has not taken off those days, I really commend you, because I just commend your either mental strength or mental insanity, because it's either one of the two.
Well, I kind of feel like when I was working, like when my job wasn't closed that week, I didn't like to take off because it's almost a waste because nobody's doing anything. So you might as well just kind of hold it down, aka sit at home doing nothing and like not waste those vacation days while everybody else is, you know, also not doing anything.
That's how, and also maybe we can do an entire in 2024, like our vacation day scams, because that proves to me you've been at places with rollover days. I'm like, I'm not rolling over because my vacation days don't roll over, so I'm not going over to check Slack. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be sleeping with the days I have left up, which I should have planned more. I was like, I guess I'll vacation more next year, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
I know. Well, planning vacations is a scam, so.
That is. Yeah, I mean, everything is. But oh, we hope that these are some, I mean, maybe we should have warned you guys about these like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
We did realize.
No, but I feel like it still counts between.
It still counts.
Between now and the end of the year, it's still the holidays. Yes.
Because also now it's like you're getting the last, there's still, because the other scam is, even though all the gift giving holidays are kind of over, you still are sometimes forced to give people gifts because like you're going to see people in a few days. And then I've sometimes given Christmas gifts in January and I'm like, why are we still doing the charade?
And that's hilarious.
Also this time of week, because it's like the time where like no one knows what time, space, date, planet they're on. You could agree to a lot more things than you should do if you were thinking like with all parts of your brain.
Yes. So there are a number of holiday scams to avoid that we're going to warn you guys about. So the first hot scam on the block is gift card tampering. And so we all know gift cards, good idea for when you just like don't know what the fuck to get someone.
Here, can I already stop you?
Yes.
Here is what I've learned, and I don't know if this is a me problem, but what I've experienced when I get gift cards, I don't know why I'm so precious with them, where I'm like, oh, I need to save that for when I really should use it.
Wait, yes.
So, okay, yeah, okay, thank you. I'm glad this is not just me. So I'll always be like, oh, I'm going to save that. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to put it in my wallet because it'll take up so much space. I'll put it somewhere in this part, I'll put it in a special gift card section of my apartment, and then I can never find them and use them. So then I'm out of the money and the gift giver is out of the money. And I don't get the Dunkin'.
That's so true. I have a Starbucks gift card from like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Which also, I don't often go to Starbucks because we're Dunkin' girlies on this podcast, if you guys know.
Oh, but I would head use a to gift toe. Card,
but like then the one time I'm in a Starbucks, I'm like, fuck, it's like at home in a random drawer. I don't even know if it's expired or not. Like, do those expire? Oh,
I don't know if it's like Kraft mac and cheese or milk. Do they last for like a month or do they or they last for like 7 years? And another thing with it, we're not even talking about the scam from it. When I'm like, here's my gift card. There's like, what's the number of the QR barcode? I'm like, huh?
Like, you tell me that.
Can I just hand you this photo?
Yes.
And you give me a donut? Like, what is this song and dance here? So I'm like, I've really pivoted to like not giving gift cards because I know they're now, to me, it's like gifting someone a plant because I'm like, okay, I need to care for this or it'll just die and never be used.
Yes. I love an e-gift card though. Those are great. Enter at checkout. Perfect.
Please and thank you. A little promo code action, but go on with the other element. If you're getting tempted still to gift card, Sarah might tell you not to.
Yes, I think an e-gift card is where it's at, personally. 100%. So police are now warning people across the country to be extra vigilant when buying their gift cards, or even in some cases, just avoid buying them altogether. And we're specifically talking about the physical gift cards because this scam is very involved and involves the physical gift cards. So, for instance, police in Pennsylvania and Sacramento are warning customers to carefully inspect gift cards before buying them.
Now, who has the time for that?
Well, that's how these scammers are getting people, because you grab like a slew of gift cards like you're on supermarket sweep and just like...
And it's at checkout where my morale's already low.
Yes, exactly. I feel like I've never bought a gift card in like a grocery store checkout. Like, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I've done it at coffee shops, but not a grocery store.
Yes, I feel like that's back when people gave iTunes gift cards, which apparently still exists. Like,
those are also hard to use too.
Yeah, because, I mean, who purchases music on iTunes anymore?
Yeah.
So what you're going to want to do is look out for scratches or scuff marks near the barcode at the back of the card. And they're saying if a card looks like it's been opened, don't buy it. So just be careful. So this is a scam. It's actually pretty intense. So basically people are tampering with the gift cards to get like the code on the back of the card, which is what you actually use. And then they drain the cards once they're bought and loaded by an unsuspecting person. So here's kind of how it goes, because it's honestly, it's like almost too much work, I feel, for a scam.
Yeah.
So the scammers will go to a store and steal a bunch of gift cards, then go home and like use heat to loosen the glue. Because you know how the gift card like comes in that big envelope?
Mm-hmm.
And the actual gift card is just like, you know, the regular credit card size thing inside. So they'll like loosen the glue on that envelope in order to actually open the gift card. And what they want to get is the code that's on the back of the card, which is like the one you enter online to buy stuff. So they'll either like copy that code down or sometimes just cut it off completely, like cut it off the card so that they have it, and then put it back in the envelope and like glue it back and put it back in the store.
That is so too many. Who?
I know. For a Google Play gift card, this is way too much work. What are you buying with that?
Also, like, they could be sending out they could be sending out so many, like, phishing emails and stuff like that within this time.
I know.
And not have to, like, glue. They're spending money at Michael's they're getting scammed, actually. They're doing all this, like, arts and crafts.
It's so true. I know. Like, why is this, like, an art heist? Like, you're using, like, a flame to loosen the glue and there's invisible ink. Like,
And now I'm also kind of, like, so they take a bunch of gift cards. They go home and do that. I'm assuming the gift cards get replenished when the store will reopen. So then are they constantly switching in and out gift cards?
I think so. Oof. Yeah, they're putting it back.
I also commend them, because how can they then walk into the store where they're getting the gift cards from and not buy something from themselves? I would be like in the red trying to do this scam, because A, I'd be at Michael's getting stuff to get my glue all going in the scanning. And then if I'm getting this from like a grocery store, I'd be getting some Sun Chips and Diet Coke. Like, I don't know. I'd have to weigh the cost effectiveness of this.
Yes. I think this is too much effort for me for the scam. Also, envelopes are like, there's not a lot of air in those envelopes. Like, you have to be very precise when you open it.
One wrong rip
and you're like, oh shit, the scam's dead.
I love them. It's like, they're trying to get through like the like, sensors that you see like spies jumping through, but they're doing it just to open a gift card.
Yes. So police are advising people to feel the envelope to make sure like you can feel the whole card, Or honestly, just open it at the store after you've already bought it to make sure that it's all there. And also, this is why we keep the receipts. So hold on to those.
Keep receipts.
So this scam has been spotted in places from Pennsylvania to California. It's involved Visa gift cards, Amazon, Apple, you name it, they're out there. And also the Bucks County Police Department warns that in particular, the Visa vanilla gift card, that envelope doesn't, I'm like, they're telling us how to scam, but apparently yeah. that envelope doesn't really need that much tampering to reveal the secret code. And you don't even need to open the envelope. So they're like, maybe just don't buy those, honestly.
Visa's like, now you're dragging us into, now you're just ruining our business.
Yeah. And also apparently Apple gift cards can be opened pretty easily. So again, take that with a grain of salt. But like, again, okay. what are people buying Apple gift cards with? Just buy That's me, just send, just Venmo me $10 so I can pay for a month of Apple TV Plus.
Oh, please. And that's where all the, like, so many of the good shows
because
are.
Because that's a scam. They keep raising that price and they know it's, like, linked to my Apple ID. So I'm just going to be, like, whatever.
Oh, the scam that I think now has affected everyone. I finally got hit with the Netflix household thing.
Yes.
It took me, I then entered my credit card information. So then the household changed. So now I'm like, what is going on here? It's very annoying. What I'm wondering if the scammers are already thinking this or not. Because what I do a lot is when there's a row of things, I never get one of the first two.
You really? You search in the back?
Well, because I'm like, that's the thing. I'm like, because I'm a very tactile shopper. So yeah. I know I'm touching so much shit than Purelling. I'm assuming everybody's touching everything. So I always go in the back.
That's smart. I do that with like milk because I don't know. My mom taught me that you might get milk that will last longer like in the back.
Oh, because it's colder.
Expiration date. Yeah, that too.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I should start doing that. No, I always grab the easiest thing. See, I'm ripe for being scammed.
Girl, check your vanilla Visa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The other scam that, I mean, has really, they had such a come up in 2020 and really has not left any of our lives. It's the QR code.
Seriously.
Which I feel I have just now been able to like get the menu opened with ease. It's taken me like a few years.
Yeah. Well, I feel like when they first came out, you had to be under like the perfect atmospheric conditions. And yes. You had to have direct like natural lighting over the QR code. You're like, I'm in a dingy bar. Like how
with no service.
And you also can't use your phone flashlight and your camera at the same, like, yeah, no service too.
And also then it got to a thing where it would sometimes open up like the Toast tab app. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is this? God. And I don't know how to move that around. Yes. Like the Toast, like terrifying. And or it would just take me to the website. So I'm like, can I just Google the menu and like have my phone be my phone?
Yeah.
So we're very, I guess, a 90s podcast at our core because we're just like, give us Dunkin' Donuts, a paper menu, yeah.
The paper menus would never do us dirty like this.
They would really. They get dirty.
They get dirty.
But they never do us dirty.
They get dirty.
But the feds, they're now warning against QR code scams. Apparently, these have been going on for a while now and were common with parking apps. Oh my. Talk about a scam in itself. Why am I paying $10 to park anywhere?
Oh my God. Seriously. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, I'm so glad. I thank almost daily that we do not live in a driving city.
Ugh, yeah. No.
I just know I would get parking tickets and have like so many parking apps that are just failing and flailing.
And I would have like hypertension by now because I would get really bad road rage because I'm impatient.
I am such an angry driver too. Yeah, that really is for the best. We just huff and puff on the subway when the train is delayed.
Oh my God, yeah.
A lot easier.
Which also like I feel like the subway will be doing some wild thing and I'll obviously be angry and everybody else is calm and I'm sitting there like, how are you guys okay with this? Like, they just told us that the train is stopped and then going to go backwards because there's a bird or something like why, like on the track. Like, why are you, nobody's freaking out. I'm freaking out. It's okay.
Sarah's ready for anarchy at any minute.
Yes.
So scammers would paste a fake QR code over the real one. And then when people would like go to scan it, they'd go to websites that they think were legit, but instead of entering their credit card info into the parking garage's account, they'd be going into the scammer's account.
So damn smart. It. I hate that.
That is so smart. The scam scan? The scan scam? Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
can you do the scan scam? Can you?
I was going to say, I gotta give some props, I guess, because they're innovating, you know?
That is innovative. And also because this is how I found out. I've fallen for this. So many parking meter apps and stuff look so like
they're so janky.
They're from the 70s somehow. I'm like, yes. What? I'm like, this is the age of Aquarius. Like, how am I supposed to read through this to get anything done? Like, how is this on my iPhone to say I can park here?
Yeah. Oh my God, they're made in like Microsoft Paint, and you're really just taking a leap of faith.
It's that like paperclip who's like, hi. Yeah. The kind of like shady paperclip. It's like, oh, you want to park here? We're like, yeah, please. That's probably the head of the scammers. So sometimes the QR codes are embedded into phishing emails because apparently spam filters can't filter out the QR codes.
Okay. Now I will just say I have never opened an email on my computer, then gotten out my phone to scan a code. That already doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't, but I'll, do you know what? Sometimes two-factor things make you do that.
Yeah, true.
But that also, I'm like, or again, I'm like thinking so, or I might be just like, I may really fall for QR scams.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Beware.
Be aware. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going back to my Motorola Razr. I'm like, hey, yeah, I can't scan shit.
Those are in style now, so you're good.
Oh, I would love if 2024, we all just like, have flip phones again.
My favorite phone was the Verizon Envy because it was like a brick phone and then it opened into like a sideways keyboard. I was texting like novels on that thing.
The way I never felt more free in myself, sitting in class, pencil case on desk.
Yes.
And then Envy open, just like.
Yes, just clickety clack, clack, clack.
And also typing someone in the class like, hey, what's up? NMJT, you, LOL.
Yes, I would so happily go back to T9 texting if it meant we could have the Envy.
If I could live again in a world, an Envy or a Sidekick, because I didn't have T-Mobile.
Yes.
And I dreamed of a Sidekick.
Yeah, me too. They had such good advertising with, they were always on the challenge.
Yes!
And you're like, I want this phone.
Paris Hilton with a Louis Vuitton bag and a Sidekick and a Frappuccino. I was like, I think that's elegant. I was like, I think that's all I need in my life to be happy.
So true. Oh my God.
Oh Lord. So, but unfortunately, we are still with our iPhones and Androids and QR codes. So the FTC is warning that scammers may try to text you to get you to scan a QR code, making up things like they'll lie and say they couldn't deliver your package and you need to contact them to reschedule. Or they pretend there's a problem with your account and you need to confirm your information. Or like there's suspicious activity on your account and you need to change your password. This is where they fool you. How am I going to scan a text?
Wait, that's a good point.
So you want me to click a link to send to my email? You want me to do more than one step to do something?
That's true. That's not two-factor authentication. That's too many steps.
Truly.
Wait, that's so true.
Right? I'm like, huh? I get texts as if someone can ask me to forward an email. I'm like, you need to give me an hour.
No.
Let alone all of this hoops. No.
No, unless it's like... you have a Mac and then the text comes into your computer. But like, that's just banking on too much information, I think. Too many things can go wrong.
They're not banking on the me's of the world that never set up the iPhone texting on your laptop, because I'm like, that's a lot of steps.
Oh, I'm like, that'll change your life though.
But I kind of like not, like when I need to like focus, I'll put my phone away and just be on my laptop.
Can't relate. Okay.
I'm kind of Rory Gilmore. Also, by focus, I'm like watching house tours on YouTube. I'm like, if I change everything about my life and have this apartment, I think I'd be happy.
Okay, fair.
With a sidekick.
Yes, and a friend. With a sidekick.
So they will take you to a fake site that looks legit and from the scammers and can steal all your personal info or even install malware on your devices. Why are we still doing malware?
I don't know.
Why we still have to do that?
Yeah.
So what can you do? You might be wondering on Christmas Day when you're like, you just stop. You just get up. Be like, family, stop. Do not. Scan a QR code. If you are prompted to scan a QR code, make sure the URL is legit. So we're going now to Web 101.
Mm-hmm.
No typos, no zeros for O's, no like ones for L's, no cutesy AIM messaging type of thing like that. Or, okay, feds. Or you can just always manually type in the URL you want to go to. I'm gonna know that.
Danny's like, am I in the 1800s? Like, why do I have to manually type in the URL?
I'm even just churning my butter and asking Jane Austen when tea's ready. Then I'll manually type in my URL.
That's how they get you, though. They're like, oh, people are lazy.
They do. Lazy. Do not scan, especially if something's urgent, because nothing is actually urgent from an app.
And if it's urgent, like there's not going to be a QR code involved. It's like
you're going to have to call like 911 or the hospital.
Or
Or your bank. Yeah. Also update your phone. The new softwares have more hacking protection and stuff. And make sure you always use 2FA.
Yes. That's the only time we will say scan the QR code is if you're setting up 2FA.
And then 2FA works. It even works on me because sometimes I like forget my shit. I'm like, fuck. I need to now go to like 4FA to like figure out the 2FA.
4FA. So this next scam I just heard about yesterday, it's called smishing, which is not what they call sex on Jersey Shore. That is smushing, for the record.
I was going to say, I'm like, who? I mean, from right now, if y'all want to smish on your holiday break, I don't know what it is, but I'm all for it. Smish responsibly and safely.
Yes. No, don't practice safe smish. Don't do that at all. And it's also not smiling with your eyes. That's smizing. This is a combo of SMS and phishing, which also, who calls it SMS anymore?
I was going to say, I was like, SMS? That's also, that was the name of my elementary school. I'm like, okay, that's funny. Won't go there.
So if you have, I mean, if you have a phone, you've probably dealt with this shit for a long time, but I feel like it's kind of like, there was a period in like 2015 where every obscure bad dating behavior got rebranded and like magazines tried to make it into a thing. Like they like ghosting, fine. Ghosting, we can acknowledge that that is real and is a relatively newer phenomenon with online dating. But then they were like, oh, but when they ghost and come back, they're zombieing. Oh.
And
when
then they like Casper, ghost, the friendly
leave you
ghost.
Alone, they're haunted. I'm like, no, stop. These things are not real.
I like that's when I want to grab someone. I'm like, you're 28 and you have a master's degree. You just are no longer seeing that person. Get into it.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. So you just can be like, this can just fall under the umbrella of shitty behavior. It does not need a particular like psychological diagnosis.
Pun. No, yeah. But I also think they're going to run out of like cutesy words for it. Yeah. So they're going to be like, oh my God, he was such a bedwetter. And it's like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, he was sweaty like, when he slept. Like he ran hot. It's like, no, like that's going to be a new like oh Cosmo article 2027. And yes, I will click on it. So.
Yeah. So all that is to say, none of this is probably new to you if you like literally have had a phone anytime in the past, I don't know, 3 years. But there are concerns that the scam might increase during the holiday season. Basically, scammers will text you and sometimes pretending to be from a government agency or your bank, and it'll direct you to click a link. Spoiler alert, don't click that link.
Do not. Oh, and also I feel like I get like 75 of these texts a week.
Oh my God. And also they're always from like, they don't even try. They have the most egregious typos. It's ridiculous. They'll be like, your Netflix account, but it's your N3TFL1. I'm like, who's calling for that?
And it goes like 0% equal sign. And I'm like, yes. What?
And it comes from like QX75, like 65 yeah. wingdings at Gmail or iCloud or whatever.
Yeah.
So the FTC shared one example of this. It'll have a text that says something like USPS:, since your package address does not have a house number, we're unable to arrange a home delivery for you. Please update online. And then it will have a link. But then that link will have you input your credit card for a processing fee. So that's just like one example.
And also, this is a prime time for yes. this scam to happen, because how many people have bought? I'm like, I've been ordering gifts. I'm like, I don't even know where I got that gift from. I don't know when it's arriving, what's coming, everything like that. So you're so much more susceptible to it now.
It's true. Sign up for USPS Informed Delivery. It's like free. And then you get emails every day of all the letters, all the packages you're getting. Only through USPS, not through, you know, UPS and stuff, but still.
Yes, USPS.gov or whatever, because I did that yeah. when I moved apartments. I also monitored the mail that was going to my other apartment yes. for me that was addressed to me for a year. It was great. Yeah, I was like, and I also felt so adult doing it. I'm like, I'm being proactive. I see when my mail comes. Do I check my mail that frequently?
No.
But I know what's there.
No, we love USPS. They are not a scam.
Oh, they are not. They're the real
ones. And also, if you move, they'll send you like a billion fucking coupons. It's amazing.
Ooh, love that. Yes, they actually take it a lot.
So if you do get a smishing text, you can report it to spam@uspis.gov. Just make sure to include the phone number it came from and the date it was sent. Or you can forward it to 7726. You can remember that because it spells out spam. See, we're bringing back T9 texting. Oh,
I like that. Yes. Let's have some fun with that. And also, I feel you can also probably text, like, because a lot of people are home for this week. If an ex or someone you don't want is texting you, that could also be, you can also mark them as scam and spam.
Oh my God.
And everything. You know what I mean? I feel like I feel USPS could really get into the mess of everything. So I'm sure they're very open to, maybe they won't reply to you, but whoever reads it will probably chuckle to be like, the guy I dated in high school texts me what I'm doing. If I want to go to the local bar, I'm 33. Please help. Bam.
Oh my God. Blocked and reported as junk.
Blocked and yes.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Who probably also will be at that local town bar, AI. You don't know. AIs have had a very busy year. They might need to take the load off with a $2.50 Miller Lite. We don't know. Well, actually, they probably can afford more than that, because they kind of are not just taking jobs, but now they're coming after the wallets that we are filling from the jobs that we work.
Yeah, I'm so rude.
Yeah, it's been reported that scammers are using ChatGPT in order to craft more believably phishing emails.
No.
I know, but also, whenever someone's like, oh my God, I wrote this in ChatGPT, it's kind of like when someone's like, oh my God, I got a really not noticeable like nose job. I'm like, I can tell.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, looks good. I'm not saying it does not look good. I'm saying that, no.
Yeah. Yeah. When someone's like, I cut my own bangs, you're like, yeah.
That is marking as spam. That is actually text SOS to USPS because what is going on? But this is also the thing, because now you can add into like ChatGPT, like make it grammatically, because it's writing like essays for kids.
I feel like it's already pretty much grammatically correct. Usually it just kind of sounds like a robot would say it.
Yeah, it's like, hello, my lady.
Yeah.
Also, you're kind of just like, well, thank you. Because it's honestly, because it's like using English in a polite way.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, this is not American English. I'm like, who says how? Yeah. So it's kind of, you then realize like the one way you can tell if a phishing email or a scam is the thing. It's kind of like what Sarah was saying, where it's like, N3T Flix says that, oh my gosh, the wallet credit card, no working now, please help type of thing.
Yeah.
But if the email is much more accurate and everything like that, you might be a little bit more like, well, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if all the scammers start using ChatGPT, like, we might honestly be fucked, because
Chat.
I feel that's the number one way you can tell if those emails are a scam is, like, if the wording just doesn't make sense and just feels off and weird.
And you know what it leads to? Because there was a while – I mean, I feel like now we are at the point – I don't answer a single phone call because they all either say scam likely or it's just random numbers. Now soon we're not going to answer a single text because it's just all going to be like scams. We're going to go back to – I don't even know what – we're going to go back – like, do I need to get a pigeon to send mail?
Maybe.
Can pigeons still do that? Like, I don't know if like with global warming, if it's like messing up their flight stuff.
Let's put the pigeons to work. You know, they've been loafing long enough in the streets of New York City.
As someone who had to deal with pigeons outside their apartment for a few months, they've been loafing.
They have put them to work.
They have since left. I know. I should have recruited them before sending them on their merry way.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we're going to have to brainstorm some of that. But a lot of these phishing emails are coming from retailers because scammers know people are shopping a lot right now.
They know too much.
They know. And also it's like when you see just an email like, big deals, you're like, okay, well, I would like a big deal right now. They're even spoofing retailers' emails because less than half of U.S. online retailers have implemented a high-level security tool that authenticates that an email is actually sent by the retailer, according to an email security company, Proofpoint. So, like, guys, shopping places, can we get it together? We give you a lot of money.
Yeah, seriously. So I feel maybe checking the email isn't totally safe.
That doesn't help. So I'm like, how do you get a deal? I guess you just got to go and, like, you know where I get a lot of – my deals now is when I'm shopping in IRL in the store.
Wow.
And I'm like,
about the 1800s. Into a store?
Mid butter churn. And I'm like, oh my God, these sweaters are so nice. I'm like, are there any like deals happening right now? And usually there's one happening.
Wow.
And sometimes they'll say, no. Depends what store you go to. You got to know what store.
They'll be like, I can't. It's October 12th. Like, no.
I know. Could you imagine I like walk into like that Vince store like, hey, any deals? They're like, no. I'm like, so I can steal. just kidding. I would never steal, especially from Vince, because I feel their sweaters are too soft for any of the things to rip off. Wait, that just reminded me. Well, let me finish. Okay. quick little side note, because it is like a holiday episode and we're just running off the seams. Zara now does self-checkout and it's giving scam.
Oh, that feels like everybody's robbing.
God, wait. Yeah, I don't know how that is not.
Doesn't everybody just steal from self-checkout? Not me. I would never do that.
Never. But it's so weird. You just throw your stuff into a bin.
Yeah.
And then it somehow calculates all the stuff that you have. And I'm like, how does this work?
Wow.
But they make you take the sensor off yourself.
Oh, my God. Well, then I should be earning minimum wage.
That's what I was
That's
like.
That's a skill.
I was like, this is a skill and a train. And I'm like, I did it wrong the first time. So then it was like half off. So then like someone had to come over. They're like, what'd you do? And I was like, my best. I don't know. Like, I'm trying. It was a very soft. And also it was a very soft sweater. And I was like, can I get a new one? I'm like, so stay away from that scam.
That really is a scam.
And I got fooled because there was a line at Zara, as there always is. And then one of the like store associates was like, no line at self-checkout. I'm like, well, now I know why.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah, because you need to be trained.
Yes. So, but back to this. Experts say that you should use link previews to make sure the link is going to an actual retailer. That is smart. I do use that on occasion. Or like just go right to – that is true. Most sites, like they'll just have their deals on their websites now. If you go – like when you go to like Macy's.com or DSW.com, it's just like 70% off everything.
Yeah, you can't miss it now. Like they're not trying to hide it from you.
And I mean, this actually is coming out in the perfect time for y'all because you know the best deals happen online on the 27th.
Yes. But don't get scammed. That's why we're warning you now.
Yeah, me and my family, that's when we give like no gifts until then. We're all just online shopping. We're like, do you want this thing that you wanted? Now it's 80% off.
Yes.
Okay, here, I'll give it to you now.
Perfect.
Because like, you still get it for the new year.
Yeah.
What's the song and dance?
I know. What's a week difference? Who cares?
Truly. And unfortunately, the FBI doesn't really have the resources to investigate a fraud where a consumer loses less than $5,000. I guess so, but like, help us out a little bit. But these are the tips so you don't have to become the person who loses $5,000.
Yeah.
So, and experts warn that this is speculation. They don't know for sure. Scammers are using AI, but let's put 2 and 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 together.
Yeah. Type it into ChatGPT and then see what it spits out.
Yeah. No. Truly.
Truly. So, and then we have our last classic scam, the holiday gift exchange. You have almost definitely seen this around the internet. It might be a book exchange. It might be wine. It might be actual gifts or like a Secret Santa, whatever the fuck. But you've definitely seen this on social media for years, and it just will not go away.
It literally gets more popular by the year.
I don't understand how people are still falling for this. I think the reason people are still falling for this is because I have only seen posts about advertising the gift exchange, and I've never seen the follow-up. I've never seen anybody who actually like does the exchange.
That's what no one's like, I got my 32 books.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's really, that is true. Maybe it's just the scamming of all talk.
So you'll see a post advertising like a Secret Santa, a gift exchange or whatever. And let's just say it's books. They'll say you'll send a stranger one book and you'll get 36 books in the mail. Good deal, right? Yeah, 36 books for the price of one. But also, who wants to get that many books in the mail?
I was just looking around my apartment. I'm like, now where are those going to fit?
Yes.
Huh?
Also, like your poor USPS delivery person lugging 36 books.
And also, I'm like, on posting it to like your Instagram stories or whatever, where you're like, okay, a lot of people I'm sure I probably have overlap with. Are you going to get like 15 of the same book?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, great, I have a 7th copy of Red, White, and Royal Blue. Oh, what do I do with that?
Great book, though.
Great book, but on the 7th read of the 7th copy?
True. True. So all you have to do is sign up, and then you'll give some of your contact info, and you give the info of a couple of friends who might be interested.
Uh-oh.
So this is a classic pyramid scheme because it relies on more people to keep it going, and you're left buying and shipping something to complete strangers in the hopes of getting much more in return. So think it through. That is a pyramid scheme.
A pyramid scheme. Also, I guess you don't have to put your address on the thing, but I'm like, I don't want all these people having my address.
Yeah, you don't. I don't think you put it on social media, but I think you send your mailing address.
No, on the thing. To like, so now I'm mailing someone that I know from someone. No.
Exactly.
Also, I have to mail something?
Yeah, that's already too much.
Yeah, that costs money too.
Yes. So it's the scheme is going to collapse once they can't recruit people. And you'll probably be out money unless you get in early, but just don't do it. The library is free.
You're like insider trading. That's also, and I also, the New York Public Library is getting funding cut. So like, let's help out
Little
bit. So instead of doing this, do that.
Yeah. Yes. And you don't need 36 bottles of wine. I'm telling you that much. Unless you're like running a wine cellar, you won't drink it in time.
I know you think family time. You're like, I need something fucking to do while I'm in my hometown. It is not drink 35 bottles of wine or read 36 books.
Yeah. Yes. So the Better Business Bureau, which is a scam in and of itself, but like in this case, we'll trust them, says that this has been rebranded recently to other names such as Secret Santa Dog, where participants are asked to buy a gift for a secret dog. Now, I don't know what that's about, but
who?
I don't know.
Now, what is a secret dog?
Yeah. I'm like, are the dogs involved now? Is this for dog people?
Yeah, I'm also like the dog. I'm like, the dog now has to mail things. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. Or it might ask for your e-transfer email and have people pick a name off a list to transfer a stranger some money. Now that is just a straight up scam.
You're Venmoing row 4 column at like what?
Yeah, like don't do that. Oh my God.
Also, there's no Jollyman in that. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, so I think I've already seen something about this, but it's a truly classic one. It comes around pretty much every year around this time. So like just
people saying eggnog is delicious. This will also come every November, December.
Yeah. So just don't do it. You probably will be out money.
100%, 2000% actually.
And that's it. I feel like the only other scams we can warn you about are, you know, the scams of going home for the holidays and reconnecting with your ex.
Yes, or trying to make conversation with extended family that goes above pleasantries. You know, you don't want to know any like, you just chill, just zone out, do nothing.
The other scam is having to actually work in the week between Christmas and New Year's, because some offices are closed and some are like fake closed, but they make you be on.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know a lot that are closed.
Oh. Yeah.
But that's nice. But I know, because it's also a thing where it's like nothing even is happening.
Right. We're all just like pretending.
You know what actually the scam is? That we had to work the week before, because the energy's already gone.
But then I really feel like you have to work extra hard because you're going to be off on Christmas.
No, exactly. But that's why it sucks. We should just call the last 2 weeks. The year should just be 50 weeks and then 2 weeks of like nothing. And then we circle back.
Every European listening to this podcast is like, you guys have to work.
They're like, what are all these? Like, they're like, what is anything going on here? My 5-year plan might involve a year. Like, I don't know. Everyone needs to be moving somewhere. Who knows?
They're like, wait, you guys don't get 6 weeks off of work a year? And we're like, please, can I have one day?
Can I have one free surgery or checkup? They're like, no, we're working for health insurance. They're like, qu'est-ce que tu? We're like, okay. And this is why I might take French lessons in the new year.
Oh my God. We might do a lot of things in the new year.
We might. Guys, it's hard. We might. We're going to. Who knows? Who knows? Big things may be loading.
But I think that's it. That's a wrap. Don't fall for these scams.
Do not fall for these scams. But we hope you do have a lovely holiday time, even if you're on a break or you're not. And thank you so much for spending either half, all, some, a week of your 2023 year with us.
Thank you so much for listening to us on Mondays. We love being here. And
I know, kicking off your week strong.
Yes. And we'll be back next year as well. We're not going anywhere. So happy new year. We'll do the whole rigmarole. Follow us on Instagram, Not Another True Crime.
You can follow me on Instagram at CashmoreDanny, Cashmore with a K.
Follow me at Sarah Lameem. And we will see you next year. Sorry, we have to do that joke.
I haven't showered in a year.
Exactly.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.